This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. Afghanistan's Taliban claimed Wednesday to have overrun a strategic border post with Pakistan, the latest in a series of key border crossings to come under their control in recent weeks. A Taliban spokesman tweeted a video of Taliban fighters in Spin Buldak in southwestern Afghanistan, a major border crossing with Pakistan. On the Pakistani side at Shaman, residents reported seeing the Taliban signature white flag and Taliban fighters in vehicles driving in the area. An Afghan government official from southern Kandahar province, where Spin Buldak is located, denied the Taliban had taken control. The Taliban have in recent weeks taken a string of major Afghan border crossings, including with Iran, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. Former U.S. President George W. Bush says the withdrawal from Afghanistan is a mistake. AP's Rita Foley explains.
Former President Bush says he thinks the consequences of the U.S. and NATO withdrawal from Afghanistan will be unbelievably bad, to use his words. The war began under President Bush after the 9/11 attacks on the U.S. He said Afghan women are scared, and he says he fears they'll suffer unspeakable harm. The interpreters and others who helped U.S. troops will likely just be left behind, he said, to be slaughtered. And it breaks my heart, said the former president. President Bush spoke to the German broadcaster DW. I'm Rita Foley.
The Biden administration is set to begin evacuations of Afghans who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war during the last week of July. President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. withdrawal. Find more at